ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
We have been dealing with some of the upasanas which are called Akasha upasanas. As many times I remarked that whatever we think deeply, with concentration, with faith, we become that. Tell me your thoughts, I will tell you who you are. That is the understanding we have here. This upasaka, the contemplator, he is given some of these upasanas, and every upasana makes him endowed with particular spiritual quality. It really brings the sadhaka, the spiritual aspirant, spiritual practitioner to complete self-surrender. Self-surrender, sharanagati, and feeling that I am one with Brahman. There is no difference at all. It's absolutely one and the same. That's what we need to understand here. So, Akasha is the support. I also mentioned how Sri Ramakrishna described a bird flying in the almost infinite, we say, because even it is not infinite, because it is a product of Atman. But compared to anything else, it is the most pervading. So, Akasha is the one of the greatest supports for contemplating Atman, Brahman, is the closest. Because Akasha is the first manifestation of Brahman, there are so many similarities between Brahman and Akasha. What are they? Both are completely non-pollutable because there is no part. They are non-divisible and they are one without a second. They are all-pervading, and both Brahman and Akasha, which is its own child as it were, Brahman's child, Sarva Adharam, is the support. Pause for a moment and think about, supposing you want to have a house, a hall, a football stadium, anything, a mountain. You want to put a mountain. You buy a mountain and put a mountain. But you need a place. And where is that place? Earth. And where is this earth? It is all inside, outside, pervaded by Akasha. As we discussed, the space alone had become the air. And it had become the fire. Fire had become waters. Waters have become earth. And whatever we experience in this world is nothing but pure Akasha, pure Brahman. So, Akasha contains everything, supports everything. If there were to be no Akasha, then the entire creation will disappear in a trice. And both are sukshma ati sukshma, subtler than the subtlest. Almost nobody can even imagine what is this Akasha, what is one without a second, what is all-pervading. Because it is so subtle, not available to be experienced by the body, not even by the mind. Ito vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. But how do we infer that there is a space? Because whenever you see a tree, a house, a person, even a mosquito, even an atom, you will have to understand, where is this atom? It must be contained in something. That container which contains the whole of creation, that is called Akasha. But of course Akasha is also contained by the Atma. This is how we have to understand. So if we can think, what happens? I am the Akasha. I am the support of all. What happens? Like a mother who has got 2-3 children, and even though every child is different, they are all her children, her flesh and blood, and she feels her identity with everybody. That's why we are so close to our mother. So mother is the support. While we are in the womb, when we come out of the womb for a long time, mother is the support. So the Upanishad wants to prepare every spiritual aspirant, if you want to realize God, God realization, you must know that God is the only reality. And the reality of God is the only truth, Satyam. That is the only knowledge, Jnanam, Anantam. It is the only one, Ekam, Eva, Advitiyam, as we have seen in the Chandogya Upanishad. And therefore, what is the point here? That I am everything. If I am Akasha, I am everything. I am all the Vayu, I am all the Agni, I am all the Jala, I am the entire earth. There are no different countries, different races, different religions. There is no young or old, dull and bright, rich and poor, happy and unhappy. I am everything. And a person who succeeds one by one, it will take time by doing upasana, contemplation on this Akasha, and in 6 different ways. Very beautiful topic. So we will just how the teacher is asking the student that you have progressed a lot, but you also have to progress a lot. You have to acquire those divine qualities. So what happens when a sadhaka practices these upasanas, contemplations? We will study briefly. What are the 6 meditations that we are going to study in this Bhrigavalli, the 3rd chapter of this Taittiriya Upanishad? First as Pratishtha, support. Then as Mahaha, glory. Then as Manaha, the finest intellect, discernment, understanding. Then Namaha, serving everybody. There is no serving everybody. If I am serving Akasha, Akasha serves everybody. We will discuss a little more detail. Then if I serve somebody, then according to the theory of karma, that somebody also will serve me. If I am serving everybody, then everybody will also be serving me. And then that Brahmeti Upasita. So Akasha is Brahman. Here Brahma means not the supreme reality, but the greatest, the all-pervading, the supreme in the creation. Remember, Akasha also is the first product of creation only. So it falls under the umbrella of creation only. But it is the greatest. How it is greatest? Of course we will discuss in a little bit more detail. And then the last one, 6th, upasana, tat brahmanaha parimara, that this Akasha is the destructive agent. We have to, the sadhaka has to meditate. What does it mean? That means, is what we call Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, the presiding deity of taking us back into our causes. So everybody ultimately has to go back to Akasha. Why? Because we all have come from Akasha. Of course, in that beautiful description. Akasha became the air, air became the fire, fire became the waters, waters became the earth, and everything that we see is nothing but manifestation of the earth. So with a little more detail, I will talk. First, tat pratishtet upasita. So let a upasaka, a sadhaka, which, what type of sadhaka? One can be a saguna upasaka, one can be also sakama nishkama, with some desires, without some desires. So if anybody goes on thinking, let us say, about God, about Narayana, about Shiva, you are a support of everything. If we remember that story, which I have mentioned many times, once, you know, Shiva and Parvati were sitting on Mount Kailas, and playfully, Mother Parvati, from behind, closed the two eyes of Shiva, and immediately a third eye had sprung out. And then, just for a moment, then she uncovered. Then Shiva told her, Devi, what have you done? You know, my eye, one eye, is Surya, manifesting as the sun. My second eye is manifesting as the moon. Means, the whole creation, it is, I am the Akasha, I am the Vayu, I am the fire, I am the waters, I am the earth. And whatever we see, all the stars, all these, we have seen this, what is called Nakshatra Upasana also. Everything is me. Only in the mythologies, it is represented, instead of saying Brahman, it is Shiva, or it is Vishnu, etc. And if you read the thousand names of Shiva or Vishnu or Lakshmi or Kali, everything is there. Beautiful Bengali songs are there. Where, who knows your nature, O Mother? It is not possible. Only Shiva knows. The whole creation, Brahmanda. Kali Rudare, Brahmanda Bhando. As if there is a big pot which contains the entire universe. And that pot is supported, like a mother supports the baby inside her womb. That means Kali is the final reality, ultimate reality, supreme reality. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And the Kali we are describing here is Saguna Brahma. So everything is contained in the Divine Mother. So the idea of God covers everything. So God, G-O-D. G means generator. O means organizer. D means destroyer. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. So everything is the outcome of Akasha, and everybody, everything, it has to go back to that Akasha finally, whether it is temporarily or permanently. And this is how a spiritual aspirant progresses. First, he identifies himself with, I am not this individual body, I am the cosmic body. Then he understands. This is also an effect. Then he goes to its cause, which is called Pranamaya Kosha. Then when a person identifies with the subtler kosha, then the outer kosha, Annamaya Kosha, becomes what we call Mithya, Anatma, non-self. Not really, but much more better identification. Identification with this, what is called Virat. Entire creation is the very first step, lower step, gross step. Higher than that, the subtler. Like that, a man goes on progressing, we will get it. In this Bhrigavalli also, we already got it. In the second chapter, Brahmanandavalli, Etamanna Mayamatmanam Upasankramya. So, here also, same thing is repeated with a slight change. Ultimately, everybody merges in Brahman only. So, this Akasha must be contemplated as support. Because, just imagine that there is no place where there is no space. Every place is contained in space, both inside and outside. I gave the example of a cave made out of cold water. So there, God has created them for the sake of the young ones of huge whales, sharks, etc., where the temperature is the most suitable temperature for the young ones to grow. So, like that, what is that ice cave made up of? Only water. So, inside water, outside water. What separates them? So-called icy water. No, that ice also is one manifestation, condensed manifestation of water only. Like heat. We say this is heat. Then there is steam. Then there is ice. So, water can be in any one of these forms. And we also, in the waking state, like ice you can say, and in the dream state, we become normal water, and in the deep sleep state, we become container, everything, outside, inside, in between, everything is nothing but pure water, pure Brahman, pure Akasha. This is how, let a Upasaka contemplate Brahman as the support. And then what does it says? Akasha supports me. Without Akasha, I cannot live. Therefore, I belong to Akasha. I am not separate from Akasha. I am one with Akasha, space. He becomes a space. What happens? In the day-to-day life, in the real life, this person becomes a most generous person. He helps as many persons or creatures as he could. There are some people who take so much of pity upon small birds. Maybe a bird has broken a leg and a small puppy has been run over by a car or a truck, and lovingly they take home, they tend to it, and then they become terribly attached to that, and that creature also saves their lives sometimes. So this is how supported relationship is created through these contemplations. So an Upasaka becomes a supporter in one sense. He becomes the supported, and what else happens? Then such a Upasaka will be supported, and of course such a Upasaka, what does he say? I am not supported by X, Y, Z. I am supported by Akasha. Akasha is nothing but Brahman. So I am supported by Brahman, God. Every devotee thinks of God as all-pervading only. So wherever the devotee comes, today I am in Tirupati. So God is here in the form of Venkateshwara. Tomorrow I visit Vrindavan, the same God in the form of Krishna. And if I come to Varanasi, same God will be manifested as Shiva. Different names, but the quality is the same, all-pervading. So if something is all-pervading, there cannot be more than one all-pervading. So everything is one, nama, names and forms. That's what Sri Ramakrishna wants to illustrate beautifully by giving that there is a small lake or a tank, and different people use different languages to call that. Some call it water, some call it aqua, some call it pani, some call it jala. This is what Sri Ramakrishna is telling. So, God supports everything, but I also must contemplate. I am totally dependent upon God. That's why I realize I am dependent. If He is not supporting me, I will not be able to survive also. In the form of my body, my mind, my pancha pranas, everything. So, pratishtha means support. But here Shankaracharya says, what does he say? Don't look up and then say you are Akasha. Akasha is a devata, presiding deity. That Akasha Rupa Devata. We have to consider Brahman in the form of space. And Brahman is the pratishtha in the form of space. It is the support of everything. What does this person, as a result of this contemplation, obtain? Pratishthavan bhavati. So two meanings are given. So he becomes support to others, and he will also get support from others. Yatha karma tatha phalam. As the action, so also will be the result. So Bhagavan will support such a devotee who supports others to the best of his ability, the poor, the needy, etc. How do we know? In Gita, ananyas chintayanto mam, those who think of me and totally dependent upon me, and I bring whatever is necessary for them. We don't go beyond this meaning. But what it really means is, what do you think these devotees go on repeating Narayana, Narayana, or Shiva, Shiva? But when a poor person comes, he will not even glance at him. That is a totally wrong understanding. He who thinks God is my support, that idea of support becomes a spiritual quality, and he, whatever he has, he will be doing his best to help others as much as he can. He doesn't withhold, he doesn't calculate, he gives. Therefore, God also, that is the karma phala in the form of God, comes to him. So if somebody is totally absorbed in God, that is the greatest good. Naturally, the question comes, what is this person giving to others? We think, physically, grossly, if a person gives money or food or an object, that is called giving. Ramana Maharshi was asked, that Bhagavan, why are you not supporting Mahatma Gandhi? And then he smiles. I don't know how many people understood it. You think, just because I do not talk about Gandhiji, that I do not talk about that subject of non-cooperation, etc., I don't support. What he meant is, by the very presence of persons like me, he is not telling out of egotism, but the fact, Sri Ram Krishna was the greatest giver. How come? Because a person who gives one day's support, one day's food to somebody, is really great. A person who makes another person, teaches him something by which he can support himself for whole life, is a greater person. And a person who teaches good manners to somebody else and transforms his life is much more great than only who supports through material help. But a person who gives Atmagnanam, he is the greatest giver in the whole world. So, only the persons who have can give. This is a very important part. Okay, I want to give, but have you that, what is called karma yoga spirit, that I will give without thinking how much I have to give, when to give, how to give? No. The person just prays to God and gives. There are so many stories are there, but you can say, what story can I remember where a person gave away everything? I will just mention a small incident. This happened to some Alvars. Alvar means greatest devotees of God. One day, an Alvar, he was walking alone. It was night. It started raining. And he found outside a village house, a small shed where water will not fall upon him. So, it was sufficient for him to lie down. He was lying down. Very soon, few minutes after, another person comes. And then the person who is lying down, he understands. Immediately, he sits down. So the second person also could sit down. Then afterwards, third person comes. And all the two stand up. Therefore, the third person can also be accumulated. At least, they would not be tormented by the falling rain, etc. It was cold also. They were shivering. And each other were supporting by their own human warmth. And suddenly, it became a dawn. Actually, all the three Alvars were in search of the company of some other Alvar. They were thinking, I would like to meet and spend my time in the company of the other Alvar. All the three were thinking of all the three. And when the light came, because In darkness they could not recognize. They were shocked how God brought them together, and they wanted to meet each other and under this strange circumstance. But for the sake of our story illustration, what it means is that without knowing, this is an Alvar. He is a human being. He needs shelter. And this is not my shelter. And then immediately he sits down and two can sit comfortably. But when the third came, they had to stand, share the same space. How are they doing? Joyfully. Their hearts must be so filled with joy that I am able to serve Atithi Narayana, Atithi Devo Bhava. And that is the spirit. If a person contemplates Akashaya support, he will become that. He will not calculate. If you remember, Christ in the temple noticed a old woman who had only one penny. She donated. That was her entire wealth. And she gave the whole thing for the in the service of God in that charity box. And immediately Christ draws the attention. She has only that much. And she had given away all that she had joyfully. She is the greatest giver. God notices everything. So that is the contemplation. Akasha is support, and this person slowly becomes Akasha. He becomes both the contemplator of Akasha's support. In his turn, he will also be supported. And this is how we have to understand all the other things that we are going to discuss. So, then we have to see Akasha Devata as second one, as Mahaha. Mahaha means glorious one. So, Akasha Devata, Akasha means space. Space means emptiness. But really speaking, it is the subtlest form of creation which contains in its womb the air, the fire, the water, the earth. The entire creation is nothing but inside the womb of this Akasha. Therefore, he is the glorious one. Akasha is the Saguna Brahma. We have to understand that way. So, if one contemplates, what does this person become? Then he identifies himself with the entire creation. That means he identifies himself with the earth, waters, fire, air, finally with Akasha. Of course, the ultimate identification with Brahman, because Akasha is nothing but Brahma. But this person shines as the greatest being in this world. That is why any great person, a title is added, Mahatma, Mahan, that Mahaha, glorious one, greatest one. So Akasha Devata must be contemplated. If we see any greatness in anybody, then it is the glory of the Akasha, because everything is the outcome of this Akasha, space only. Of course, everything is the outcome of Atman only, as in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. At the very end, Bhagavan says, wherever you see any special glory, it belongs to me. I am manifesting myself. Yad vibhuti matsatvam srimadurjitam evava tatta deva avagachatvam mama tejo amsha sambhava. Mama tejaha means I am manifesting in that partial manner, in that a great mountain, a great river, a greatest source of light, sun, greatest manifestation of moon, anything great. Incidentally, once Akandananji was wandering in Himalayas, then we see that one evening, as the sun was setting, and it was a full moon day, he was sitting in such a way that he could see both sides of a mountain, and the eastern side was glowing like a molten silver, and the western side was glowing like molten gold, because the rays of the setting sun were reflecting in that pure white as a mirror, and the rising full moon is manifesting as the pure white. That was such a marvelous sight that Swami Akhandanandaji was as we say, drinking in that sight, completely forgot the whole world. Suddenly Sri Ramakrishna appeared and said, this is Hara Gauri, Shiva and Parvati. After all, we think that this is a mountain. No, it is nothing but, every mountain is nothing but manifestation of that Brahman, Supreme Brahman alone. So, Akasha Devata is never empty, but it is, contains everything. The Sat, Chit, Ananda manifestation is Akasha. Whoever contemplates upon the Akasha as Mahan, he becomes also Mahan. That is the general rule we have to understand. Whatever way a person thinks deeply and becomes one, he will become that. You go on meditating on anger, you will become angry person. Meditate upon some desire, you will become that desire. You meditate upon goodness, you become goodness. I mentioned the story of incident of Swami Brahmananji meditating in deep summer season, midsummer, on Himalayas, and his whole back had become ice cold. And when Maharaj indicated, touch my back, I don't know afterwards whether the brahmachari stopped touching him, but very touching incident. So, let one contemplate as Mahaha. First as what? Pratishtha, support. Second as what? Mahan, glorious. Then Upanishad also, I think, or the Rishi wants to play with the words. There, Mahan. Here, Manaha. Tat means that Akasha Devata. Manaha iti Upasita. What is the result? Manavan Bhavati. Because remember, all the subtle five elements have come out of the same Akasha only. All the Panchabhutas, of which we are talking about the external concrete Panchabhutas. But first of all, there was a creation of subtle elements called Tanmatras. And out of that, our subtle body is formed. The mind, what is called Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittaha, Ahankaraha. Mano, Buddhi, Ahankara, Chittani. So, now let the Upasaka contemplate this Akasha as Manaha. Manaha means the highest form of intelligence. Same thing is put in another mantra and with which we are very familiar, Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. So Gayatri mantra, it is nothing but that, may I meditate upon this finest, subtlest intelligence. And then what does he become? He will also be able to grasp the subtlest spiritual truths. And if a man can really understand the subtlest spiritual truths, there is no wonder that he will be able to understand even the grossest things, however much we tried to hide. Sri Ramakrishna, at one glance, he can find out everybody in this world. No doubt about it. So let a Upasaka contemplate on Brahma, Akasha Devata, as the mind, and he will be endowed with mind. So what is the mind here? Mind in this context means the understanding capacity, the concentrating capacity, the remembering capacity. Remember, while expounding upon this Gayatri mantra, I said that if that buddhi, we become one, or the mother manifests as our buddhi, it manifests in five forms. First of all, smriti rupena. We must be, it will be remember. We will not never forget anything that is important. And it must be remembered when we require it. Many times we remember it when the occasion slips away. No important usefulness has been achieved. Oh, I should have remembered. Like students who remember all the answers after they come out of the examination hall. No. Then it must be used with the proper attitude, and it must be used for a particular purpose. Then one must remember it is not me, it is not mine, it belongs to you, and you are manifesting, I know nothing about it. When devotees sometimes appreciated the Ramakrishna's teachings because they definitely helped somebody or the other, they used to express their thanks. Thank you, like that. And Sri Ramakrishna used to say, I know nothing. I eat, I make merry like a child. My mother knows, you thank my mother. Sometimes he used to make fun also. So when they appreciate, he says, thank you, thank you. Sri Ramakrishna's English vocabulary consisted of only a few words, but he uses it in such a beautiful way that people used to be charmed by the way he pronounces. Coming back, if I meditate upon a great person as the embodiment of spiritual, what is called intelligence, I will also get that intelligence. Look at this in this way. Supposing a person wants to imitate a great writer like Kalidasa, what can he do? Go on meditating. And what did Kalidasa do? When he wanted to write Raghuvamsa, so he prayed to the divine couple, the father and mother of this entire creation. Vagarthav iva sampruptav, vagartha pratipattaye, jagataha pitarav vande, parvati parameshwarav. I am going to write, and the correct word, with the correct meaning, should just splash in my mind, not by thinking deeply for a long time. Immediately it should come like the flow of torrential rains. And how do I get it? Because Parvati and Parameshwara, the parents of this entire creation, are like Vak and Artha, like the word and its inseparable meaning. I surrender myself to them, let them manifest within me in this form, and definitely they will only write. Then Kalidasa completed this Raghuvamsa. What do you think he will do? He says, this is you only manifested, you only wrote, and it belongs, all the glory, all the mahat, everything belongs to you only. So every day we have to say, O Mother, Jananim, Sharadam Devim, Ramakrishnam, Jagadgurum, Padapadme, Tayosritva, Pranamami, Muhur Muhur. May you speak. Let me be an instrument. Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda, he had remembered Mother Saraswati when he had to give that first talk at the Chicago Parliament of Religions. And he remembered the mother. Mother means Sharada Devi. Mother means Saraswati. Mother means Sri Ramakrishna. Mother means God. And then he did not speak. They spoke. God spoke through the instrumentality of Swami Vivekananda. He knows it. That's why he used to say, I am only his master's voice. So, meditate upon this Akasha Devata as Akasha Brahma, as Manana Shakti, as the power of understanding capacity. What would be the result? Manavan Bhavati. Here, Manavan has another meaning. One who is well respected by others. Here, no. One who is capable of deep thinking and understanding the deepest truths. When Einstein discovered his special theory of relativity, that is the result of his deepest thinking, he becomes a Medhavi, because that Medha Devi Jushamanana Agad Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana Tvaya Jishta Rishir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Agat Sri Rutatvaya. So this capacity to understand in all its completeness is the result of Mother, Divine Mother herself, the power of intelligence manifesting through the seeker. So as the seeker contemplates, what does he become? He become one with that Devata. So slowly he is shedding his human identity and assuming, I am Pratishta, Akasha. I am Pratishta as Akasha. I am glorious as Akasha. I am deep thinker like the Akasha. So, already 50% has become Akasha. Then, Tan Namaha Ithi Upasita. This is the fourth contemplation upasana. Namyante Asmai Kamaha. Let the seeker contemplate upon Akasha Brahma, Akasha Devata as adoration. And all desires will bow down to him, present themselves. That is to say, when a person thinks, you are the source of the fulfillment of every desire in this world. Therefore, I bow down to you. It is, if I am getting good food, tasty food, it is the glory, the real name will not come to me. It will come to you because you are the giver. Mother Annapurna is coming to me in the form of food. Mother Ganga, the mother of water, waters in the form of the Divine Mother, is coming to me in the form of Ganga Devi. The Agni Devata is coming in the form of keeping me warmth, already present in our body as homeostasis. And Vayu Devata is coming to me, sustaining me. 16 times he enters every minute so that his child can be supported, his body will not fall down. Of course, even if I have to move 1 billionth of meters, then I require space, empty. Space means emptiness. You don't say empty space. That is redundant. So, I meditate upon Akasha Devata as a namaskara. What does this person become? Because he salutes everybody. Atidhi Devo Bhava. I will serve you whatever capacity, whatever I have. Remember the story in the Karma Yoga of Swami Vivekananda, how this family of 4 birds, the father bird, mother bird, son bird, daughter-in-law bird, they all fell down into the fire so that they can fulfill the injunctions of the scriptures, and they became the devatas as a result. So, whoever contemplates upon Akasha Devata as a namaskara. What is namaskara? Whatever I have doesn't belong to me. Na mama. But it all belongs to you. You are only coming to me in the form of the fulfillment of every desire. So what happens? That Akasha Devata comes to take care of his child, because every seeker is only a child. And then they will do namaskara to him. That means, so it will, any service that such a upasaka requires, it is all supplied to him at the right time. And Sri Ramakrishna was completely unaware of his physical body after Totapuri Maharaj had left. For 6 months he was in continuous nirvikalpa samadhi, and if food doesn't go, then the body will not be surviving. A Divine Mother sent an outside sadhu. Divine Mother endowed him with the intelligence. The mother somehow wants to preserve this body, and through this body, a lot of her work will be done. So, he used to be present at regular times with a stick in his hand and with simple ready-made food. And then, he used to beat, sometimes shout, sometimes beat, and when a little bit of external awareness comes to Sri Ramakrishna, and immediately, he will push small amounts of food. Sri Ramakrishna said later on, sometimes a small bit of food used to go inside, and that sustained the body for 6 months. This sadhu came mysteriously, and sadhu also disappeared mysteriously. It is only the Divine Mother who had brought. In fact, every event in the life of Sri Ramakrishna was the will of the Divine Mother. Why Shudhiram went to Gaya? Why God appeared and said, I would like to be born as your son. And Shridharam had lost all by the will of God. And when he came, he was given just enough so that Shridharam's mind will be totally devoted to God only. And in such a family, Ramakrishna was born. So from the beginning to the end, who was guiding, who was manifesting Sri Ramakrishna in Sri Ramakrishna, as Sri Ramakrishna, is the Divine Mother only. For whom was this temple built? It was only Divine Mother. why this Rani Rasmani came. Beautiful story I told you earlier, but you remember. So, it is all Divine Mother's will. And then he understood. The whole thing is for this sake. For this means, for the Divine Mother's Leela to be happening. Then, the next upasana will be, Akasha Devata should be contemplated as Brahma. Here, Brahma means infinite, all-pervading. And one who succeeds, what does he become? Such a person becomes Brahmavan. He expands. That means, he identifies himself with the entire creation. Like Naga Mahashaya used to identify himself with even the white ants, with the snake, with everything. He became expanded. How many people were there who could understand at that time? How many people are there who could understand at this time? Swami Vivekananda, he identified himself with everybody. That's why when there was a terrible earthquake in Turkey, and 50,000 people died in that earthquake before any news can be published, Swami Vivekananda felt restless, started weeping, because he said, I am feeling the misery of 50,000 people. He became one with everybody. Of course, Ramakrishna became one with everybody. There are so many incidents are there. So, one who contemplates upon Brahman as limitless. Brahman means limitless. Then he becomes limitless, and his glory, his possessions, his families, he doesn't say, I am a Hindu, doesn't say, I am an Indian, doesn't say, I am a human being, he doesn't say, I am a man, he doesn't say that I am particular person. I am every creature wherever there is life. What about where there is not life? That also I am. So, this is the one. Then we come to the last. What is this? This beautiful thing we have to discuss a little bit further. Contemplate Akasha Devata as the final cause of destruction. The superficial meaning it gives is one who contemplates upon the Akasha Devata as the final destroyer, then all his enemies will be destroyed without even his knowledge. But it has a deeper meaning, and that deeper meaning is from his mind, from such a upasaka's mind, the very idea of enmity will be totally eliminated. This is a beautiful point. We will talk about it in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapatme Tayo Sritva Pranama Bimuhur Muhoho. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.